The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danto, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danto, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will remember that Planet Man's old enemy, Marston, back from the grave, had gained control of Danto's mind through the use of a hypno-ray, one of the ancient machines he had found in the caverns under Mars. Slats, unaware of what has happened, suspects the worst when Planet Man seems suddenly unfriendly.
How are you, Danto?
I'm fine. Why shouldn't I be?
I don't know. Somehow I got the feeling you changed since last night.
Changed? What kind of nonsense is this?
Well, maybe I'm just being silly, but you seem almost like those other guys we talked to here on Mars. Incidentally, what's our program for today? Are we going to do some more snooping?
I don't think it will be necessary.
Hey, now, wait a minute. You know Judge Augustus sent us here to find out what was going on. You yourself said it was of vital importance or something like that, and now all of a sudden you want to forget it.
Let's get something straight, Slats. You are to ask no questions. In other words, mind your own business.
Okay. There's no need to hit me over the head. I can take a hint. I'll just wander around the spaceport and watch the ships take off. Maybe I can get someone to at least carry on a civil conversation out there. Thanks for nothing.
Well, Quarles, what do you think? The hypno-ray did its job well, didn't it? Planet Man has turned on his best friend.
That Slats worries me, Marston. He's liable to cause us trouble. He's the kind who gets suspicious and keeps hunting.
Don't worry about him, Quarles. He's too insignificant for us to waste time with. There's nothing he can do, nothing he can find out. Let him snoop to his heart's content.
But don't you think we should put him under the hypno-ray, Marston?
We've too much to do and little time to do it in. We can't afford to waste any time on such as him. Tonight, we carry out the second part of our plan against Planet Man. Do you know what you are to do tonight?
Planet Man has been ordered to meet me outside Sark's house and follow me. I will bring him here, where you will put him under the hypno-ray and make him divulge the secrets of the ancient machines which he has discovered.
That is correct. Be careful. Be sure that no one sees you. Bring Planet Man directly here, and remember there must be no mistake. If once Planet Man has shown me how to operate the dimension warper, the solar system will be mine to command. With it, I can move the very planets from their orbits. Then let them rally their space navies. Let them prepare their puny weapons. Let them know the power of Marston. They will follow me on the path I have chosen, or I shall destroy every single one of them. Yes, Planet Man, you who the solar system looks upon as its greatest hero, will place in my hands tonight the key with which I can bind it to my will.
Who goes there?
Why, it's only me, Slats. I have to check something on the ship.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
It'll only be a few minutes. Just some little thing that Planet Man is concerned about, and I promise to look it over.
That's all right. But Planet Man left orders that no one was to get near the ship. I'm sure he didn't mean you, though.
Of course not. We're buddies. I just don't get it. Planet Man's just like all the rest. Something awful is wrong. Maybe Judge Augustus can tell me what to do. I'll just turn on the space radio and give him a buzz. Hello? Hello? This is Slats calling Judge Augustus. Slats calling Judge Augustus on Planaria Rex. Come in, Planaria Rex.
This is Planaria Rex. Judge Augustus is in conference.
Listen, I got no time to explain, but this is important. I've got to talk to the judge.
He
He left orders that he was not to be interrupted. He should be available in an hour or so.
But that'll be too late. Listen, you've got to get hold of him right away. Now, get him on the radio. I've got to talk to him. Tell him something's wrong with Planet Man.
Just a moment.
We've just got to get to him. What's the matter with people? Don't they realize sometimes you can't afford to fool around with meetings and stuff? I don't know what else to do. Judge Augustus is the only one who can help me. Maybe he's got an idea. Somebody better have an idea. I sure ain't got one. I've got a hunch there's real trouble brewing.
Slats is very disturbed by what is happening to Dantro. His only hope is Judge Augustus, who at the moment cannot be reached. Will Slats be able to act in time? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Slats, he was trying to reach Judge Augustus and tell him about what was happening to Dantro. As we find him now, he is in the Cosmos, which is grounded at the Space Force, still trying to reach Judge Augustus via the communicator.
Hello, hello. This is Slats on Mars calling Planaria Rex. Where's Judge Augustus?
Hello, Slats. This is Judge Augustus. What's wrong? They said you said it was Planet Man. That there was something wrong with Planet Man.
Judge, thank goodness they got hold of you. Look, now, you know me. I don't get excited unless there's real trouble. Unless I miss my guess, the same thing's happened to Dantro that's happened to all those other guys on your list.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. He treats me as though I had smallpox, and he says we aren't going to check things any further. Now, honest, Judge, we haven't found out a thing, and he's cutting the investigation short. When I tried to get him to let me do it, he told me if I didn't mind my own business, he'd send me back to Planaria Rex.
Certainly sounds bad, Slats. But still, this may all be an act.
Act? He must be some actor, then. Besides, why would he pull me in on the act?
It may be an attempt to find out what's behind this mystery. Perhaps he's pretending to be like the others so that they'll tell him that what he wants to know.
That's a good theory, Judge, but why would he pretend with me? He knows where I stand.
We must be sure before we do anything, Slats. Watch him night and day. And the minute you're certain, call me.
Well, I think we're just wasting time, but okay if that's the way you want it. But hey, look now. Leave word with those guys that whenever I call, I got to talk to you. I don't know when I can get away or how long I can use this radio on the ship. It's the only one I dare use because it's on your special channel. But for God's sake, don't let them tell me you're in a conference.
Don't worry, Slats. I'll tell them to put you through no matter when you call. Your report will have top priority.
Okay, you'll hear from in. I hope I'll have good news, but frankly, I doubt it. Slats, signing off.
Good luck, Slats.
Say, Dantro, how about me moving down here with you? I notice you got two beds in that room. I get kind of lonely up there all by myself.
No, thank you, Slats. I prefer to have my room to myself. Good night. I trust you have a restful night.
Restful night. Wants his room to himself. Don't mind being cooped up with me in the cabin of a ship, but now all of a sudden he's getting exclusive. Oh, well, I might as well get to bed. Maybe in the morning things will be different. Planet Man, this way.
You are Quell?
That's right. Come with me.
You are to take me to Marston.
You don't have to tell me what to do. Come on before someone comes.
Very well. Lead the way. Where are they? Why don't they come? I could find them with the spire, but they should be here. If Quarl fails me tonight, he shall never have another chance. Destroy his mind with the psycho-regenerator just as easily as I restored it. Wait, I hear them now.
Here we are, Marston.
You had me worried. Where have you been?
We had to hide several times, Marston. You told me no one was to see us. I took no chances.
You were right to be careful, Quell. Planet Man, do you hear me?
Yes, Marston.
Remember me? You are Marston. And I am to obey your every command. First, you will show me how to operate this machine. The machine with which you sent my fleet to some far-flung unknown galaxy. With it, I will bend the solar system to my will
and Marston, not your Judge Augustus, shall rule. Now quickly, here is the machine. Show me how it works.
Why does he not obey?
You hear me, Dantro? Obey my command. Show me how this machine works.
I can't.
What words are these, can't? When Marston commands, you will obey.
You hit him.
Yes, I hit him. I shall do it again. You feel that, Dantro?
Yes, Marston.
But you do not feel anger. You do not want to strike back at Marston.
I must not strike back. You are my master. I am at your command.
At my command, but you refuse my command. Take him back, Wilde. There is no time to do more tonight, but we are not finished with him. We are not finished with him yet.
Marston seems to have run into a problem he did not anticipate with Dantro. Why doesn't Dantro obey Marston? What will Marston do now with Dantro's mind? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.